This is the BBC Light Programme.
Away with dull care. Let the joy bells ring. Huzzah!
Yeah, hello everyone. Welcome to the show. This one's a bit of another themed one. Probably not quite so obvious from that first one there, from from David Bowie and Tin Machine, Prisoner of Love. That's from the Tin Machine album, which got quite a bit of stick when it came out, rightly or wrongly. I mean, some of it's a bit over the top, but there's some lovely songs on it. And like that one, I think it's a very moving song, and to me, I think it's him writing to his son, or to sort of a prospective children of the future or whatever, warning of the perils of drugs. And, you know, this from a man who had half of Columbia up his nostrils at one point in the mid-1970s. As readers of the blog will know all about that, as I posted on it this week. So I was going to play Station to Station to start it with, but it's about 10 minutes plus long, so I thought that was a bit too much Bowie, even for my fanatical Bowie-ophile listeners. So you got away lightly there with just the sort of 4.5 minutes of Tin Machine. I thought I'd do a themed one on drugs, and I mean, just to kind of sort of cite my sort of stake in it, or lack of stake, really, because I've never really been a drug person, and if you exclude the old ciggies and booze. But I was just reading in The Independent on last Sunday, I think it was, about how they've kind of changed their policy on drugs. They kind of 10 years ago decided that they were going to campaign for the legalization of cannabis, and they've kind of done a bit of a volte-face on that and decided to go the other way and say that they don't want it to be legalized. So I just thought, you know, I don't personally know all that much about it, but I'm interested in the way I'm interested in sort of whether there's kind of nuclear incidents in Bombay or something, because it'll affect us all in the long run. So it's just to start a discussion on it. I suppose if anybody has any kind of strong views one way or the other, then just get in touch and we'll keep this running through the future programmes, I suppose. So I thought it would just be quite interesting, and it gives me an opportunity to play some really good songs as well, some of which are more pertinent than others to that subject. This is the Talking Heads, and it's quite an abstract view on the very concept of drugs. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the live version from a fantastic live album, possibly the finest live album ever made, along with the Funkadelic P-Funk Earth Tour, which I must get hold of, which, yeah, if anyone has that and in digital form, let me know or how to get hold of it, because I've never seen it anywhere on CD or anything. But yeah, that's from the name of this band is Talking Heads, which has been remastered and reissued with lots of extra tracks. I don't have that version. That's from the vinyl, as you probably heard. Yeah, so move on, because I've got lots of stuff to play and lots of things to try and squeeze in. This is kind of the upside of the drugs thing, I suppose. The best band ever took a lot of drugs, but because they were the best band ever and they were the best songwriters ever, that's okay, because they came up with stuff like this. And this isn't even the best drugs song they did. It just shows you what you can do when you discover LSD. It's Got to Get You Into My Life off Revolver.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Yeah, and of course it's not just these sort of illegal drugs, I suppose, that are under the microscope at the moment, because a list was published somewhere, I think, saying that alcohol is more damaging to people than some of the things that are currently listed as sort of A or B class drugs. So I don't know what Dr. Feelgood would have thought about that. I don't think it would have stopped them having a bit of milk and alcohol, though.
Black, blue sound, nightclub, I paid in, I got a stamp on my skin. Man, attraction, really dead on his feet. Black man, rhythm with a white boy beat. They got him on milk and alcohol. They got him on milk and alcohol. Stay put, I wanna go, hard work. Bad show, more liquor, don't help. He's gonna die, breaks my heart. I decided eventually this ain't doing anything for me. They got him on milk and alcohol. Got him on milk and alcohol. Got
yeah, maybe not so much of the milk in their case. But yeah, that one goes out to Stray Photon, who's a huge fan of Dr. Feelgood, as and I'm informed by my other half to tell him, as was Lady Diana, Princess of Wales, apparently, although he disputes this, as any true upstanding Dr. Feelgood fan would. It's again. What can we say about if alcohol's bad? What about the old Harry rags, eh?
Ah, Tom is young and Tom is bold. Tom is as bold as the night of old. But whenever he gets in a bit of a jam, there's nothing he won't do to get a Harry. Curses himself for the life he's led, and knows himself a Harry rag and puts himself to bed. Ah, Tom's old ma is a dying lass. Soon they all reckon she'll be pushing up the grass, and the bones might take and the skin might sag. And still she's got the strength to have a Harry rag. Harry rag, Harry rag, do anything just to get a Harry rag. And she curses herself for the life herself a Harry rag and puts herself to bed. Ah, bless your tax man, bless your all. You may take some, but you'll never take it all. But if I give it all, I won't feel sad, as long as I have got enough to buy a Harry rag. Harry rag, Harry rag, do anything just to get a Harry rag. Then I curse myself for the life I've led, and know myself a Harry rag and myself to bed. Ah, the smart young ladies of the land can't relax without a Harry in their hand. And they light one up and they boast and brag, so content because they got a Harry rag. Harry rag, Harry rag, do anything just to get a Harry rag. And they light one up and they boast and brag, so content because they got a Harry rag.
As someone who was probably like a 60 a day smoker, I can vouch for the slightly addictive nature of that particular drug. It's perfectly legal, and you know, much as we don't want to see kids getting into smoking, it's something that happens, and you know, we all know this ourselves. I was with a couple of mates, really good friends, last night, who both have young kids, and they're kind of at that stage where, certainly one of them, Todd Blogney, is at the stage where his young daughter, he's starting to worry that she might be starting to do all the things that he used to do when he was a teenager. And I think it's that kind of, you know, it's horrible to have to go through that, I imagine. And but you know yourself, having gone through things, and yet try telling the youngsters these days, they won't listen, will they? But yeah, this goes back to, again, the similar sort of era to the Beatles one I played earlier. I really love this one. This is the only one I've taken off the Mojo Drugs special CD that they put together. So I'm quite proud of that. I managed to kind of get a lot of other stuff that wasn't kind of just on there. I could have even played that, because there's some fantastic stuff on it. This is the one that came in like a little plastic sachet, like a kind of, you know, I imagine the way that drugs are dispensed on the street. Not that I'd know about all these things, obviously. This is the only one that's off that, and it's from the same era as the Beatles one, and it's that era, I suppose, when there was a kind of freedom and joy about the drug thing, and it was kind of a bit gently subversive. It wasn't maybe seen as quite as big a social problem, because I think there was a lot of creativity and good stuff that came along with it. So it's the Small Faces here with Here Come the Nice.
Here come the nice, looking so good. He makes me feel like no one else could. He knows what I want, he's got what I need. He's always there if I need some speed.
Here come the nice.
It's understood.
ain't gonna help you. You don't need money to be wise.
Here come the nights.
It's understood.
Here come the nights.
It makes me feel so good.
I'd be just like him.
So cool.
Everyone knows a knight is no fool.
He'll bring you up and show you around.
He's always there if your feet hit the ground. Here come the knights. Here come the knights.
That makes me feel good.
I mean, just like
you know you got to try to be the man.
The man.
This man's gonna teach you all he can. You don't need money,
money, money, money
to open your eyes.
This one gets on here. I mean, I was going to play it at some point anyway because it's just one of my favourite grooves of all time. This was also on the Enemy. The Mojo compilation I was just talking about. But I think I took this version off the. Well, we had it already, so I mean, I don't count that. but it's Dillinger here. A knife, a fork. That's the way we spell New York. It's his song Cocaine, and this is absolutely fabulous. And you know, if it gets a groove like this, then yeah, give me a noseful.
Hey Jim, just a minute, y'all. I want you spell for me something. I want you spell for me New York man. Why do you have to spell New York man? I just want you spell for me New York. Can you do that, man? Sure, man, I can spell New York. Well, go ahead, man. N-E-W-Y-O-R-K, that's New York, man. No, man, you made a mistake, man. I'm gonna teach you the right way and a proper way to spell New York, man. Well, go ahead, man. A knife, a fork, a buckle, and a cork. That's the way we spell New York, man. You see, no matter where I treat my guests, they always lock my kitchen best. Cause I've cocaine running around my brain. I've cocaine running around my brain. I want you to dig me soul, brothers and soul sisters. I want you to hold me tight because I'm out of sight and I'm a dynamite. I've got cocaine running around my brain. I've got
are no doubt familiar with songs about the old lamplighter and the old umbrella man and the old garbage collector and all these lovable old characters who go around spreading sweetness and light to their respective communities. But it's always seemed to me that there is one member of this happy band who does an equally splendid job, but who has never been properly recognized in song or story, and this is an attempt to remedy, at least in part, that deplorable situation. When the shades of night are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. Every evening you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler, doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent faces will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your troubles. Here's an end to all distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness.
That's Tom Lehrer there with a slightly more irreverent take on it all. And before that, Dillinger with Cocaine. Just to carry on, I suppose, or to update the thing with the Small Faces and the Beatles, this next song is a wonderful, I think, piece of kind of social history, really, because if you remember sort of in the late, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s, there was kind of revival of that kind of acid and all that kind of 60s drug vibe was kind of picked up again. You had like people doing Strawberry Fields Forever and in sort of trance versions and hideous things like that. And there was a big concert that the Stone Roses did before they kind of plummeted into obscurity really for a long time, and then sort of resurfaced several decades later with their second album. And they played somewhere awful up in Stockport or something, wasn't it, on some island, and this is a song about that. And I think it's, for anyone who's like a David Bowie fan and knows the stuff quite well, you'll pick up on the similarities to a song of his. Although there's a kind of nod to a song that he did called Memory of a Free Festival, and it's a really nice sort of ironic juxtaposition, if I can use that word, without seeming totally pretentious. Between these two eras, because the first line of the song is just one of the most wonderful debunking cynical lines you'll ever likely to hear from Jarvis Cocker. So it's just quite interesting to put that up against maybe the Beatles and Kinks and Small Faces one. I think these are one of the few bands who you can actually mention without embarrassment in the same sentence as groups like that. It's Pulp here, and the song is Sorted for Ease and Whiz.
Oh yeah, the pirate radio told us what was Makes you wonder what it meant, and this hollow feeling grows and grows and grows and grows, and you want to call your mother and say, "Mother, I can never come home again, because I seem to have left an important part of my brain somewhere, somewhere in a field in Hampshire." All right.
I suppose the only thing one would say, looking at it in a kind of global situation, is I just find the interesting things about the current war on terror or whatever are the things that aren't really reported all that much. I mean, obviously it's horrible, people being sort of put through the anarchy that is kind of Iraq at the moment, but people tend to forget about Afghanistan, which was the first kind of part of that assault on terror, apparently. And if you'll remember, that there was a kind of regime there run by the Taliban, the students. And one of the few things that you could maybe say had a kind of sort of moral legitimacy about their regime was the fact that they'd actually stopped completely the supply of heroin from Afghanistan. Whether you think that's a good thing or not is by the by, but I think you can kind of say that they were kind of acting on moral purpose there, as well as there being an obvious economic aspect to it. Now, one of the funny things that happened as soon as the British and Americans kind of took over the country again and disbanded the Taliban was that the supply of heroin started up again. So, you know, draw your own conclusions, but I think this next song is probably the most pertinent one of all the ones I'll play in terms of like the political aspect of it, because I've chosen this one because it's kind of a tangential thing. It does refer to drugs, but it also has all these kind of colonial and, you know, economic, the economic hardships of the sort of late 80s, well, early 80s when they were writing this one, are all included as well in this kind of worldview. And I think it's a fabulous song. A lot of people, well, Stray Photon, not a lot of people, don't like The Clash because they weren't the Sex Pistols or they weren't punk enough or whatever. But I think if you judge them as just a really good pop band, they did some of the best sort of political pop music that's ever been made. This is a case in point. It's off the last album, Combat Rock, and it's Straight to Hell.
For ya, there ain't no need. go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Wanna join in a chorus of the admiration blues when it's Christmas out in Ho Chi Minh City? Kitty say Papa, 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 Papa Sam, take me home. See me got photo, photo, photograph of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam, of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood bamboo kid.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama Sam says, wanna play mind craze banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International. Hey, junkiedom USA, where procaine proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, straight to hell. Can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land, there ain't no asylum. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Yeah, I really like that one. I think that's a wonderful kind of analysis of the way these things all work together. You know, you get these factors that looked at in isolation, like sort of poverty and despair that people live in, and then, you know, they're kind of criticised and put away in prison for taking some kind of action about making, you know, trying to get the happiness that everybody else around them they see is kind of aspiring to. So I think that's a great song there. I hope this one hasn't seemed too kind of, didactic or whatever. I don't really have any firm views on it, really, to be honest. So I hope it hasn't come across as like a lecture or anything. But I just thought it was interesting to kind of look at the way that people write about, you know, big subject areas. And I've deliberately chosen stuff that isn't kind of banging on a crusade, I hope, anyway. Maybe the Tin Machine one is a bit kind of him sort of warning the kids how to behave, but I still think it's a great song. Where else could we end, really, but the most druggy band of all time, well, in terms of like kind of quantity rather than kind of variety of substance. This is by probably the most famous junkie on the planet, a man who referred to himself as the walking laboratory, the human riff, who didn't so much burn the candle at both ends as apply a blowtorch to the middle. It's a Keith song. It's off Goat's Head Soup, and I think it's a nice one to end on. Hope you've enjoyed this one. There'll be some more thematic ones coming up in the future. But in the meantime, I'll thank you all for listening and leave you with the Rolling Stones, who are coming down again.
the damage done. I say the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep running.